Morning.
Morning, Booker Top.
Good air of Shabbos.
Oh, you're not busy making kugel for the off roof?
No, no, it's okay. It's coming.
You got someone to do it, Oscar? Is that the shit? Okay. All right. Fine. Last week we dealt with tefillin. This week we're going to look at the Beis Hamikdash. We all know there's a big connection between Shabbos and the Beis Hamikdash. We're on Kuf Yud Perek Zayin, Beis Hamikdash. Let's understand what the obvious things we've learned already. Especially you learned Shabbos, so you'll know. Just one second. You'll know that there's a deep connection between the Malachas and the Binyan Beis Hamikdash. But let's see some other aspects here that you might not know. B'sifra could mind him, Kos Vashinian Bais. Let's go all the way back to the beginning when we dealt with Malchus, but the word bais, base, is one of the expressions of Malchus. There's a deep connection, which we'll see, between the musog of what's called a house, a bais, generally to Malchus, and the Beis Hamikdash specifically, that relates to Malchus, which makes sense, because if Shabbos is Samad Doimel at the Beis Hamikdash and Shabbos is Malchus, the Beis Hamikdash is going to have to do something with Malchus. Let's see how that connects. V'abir b'pshutoi, d'hinei, ha'bayis hu echad mitzoy chaya adam, aval sheinu hu mishah tzrochav harigilim. A house is one of the needs of a person. You can't tell me, no, I don't need a house, I live in the bush, we know. Even the goyim understand the concept homeless is not a positive expression. A person needs a home, a person needs a house. That's one of the needs of a person. But it's very different to all the other needs that a person has. Person has to eat. Fine. So that adds to a person. It gives him koyach, gives him life. The house doesn't add anything to the person. Doesn't give him more life, less life. And Rakshe kol oid she'ein bayis, he efshel lisa isha v'lehoili bonim. Because when he doesn't have a house, he can't get married, he can't raise a family. She'ei metziusa ha'mitis shel ha'odom, k'mo she'nivra k'tchila lifnei ha'chet, ha'is li'chyot loilo. The initial creation of Odom was that he was going to live forever. V'achrei ha'chet, adayna nitzchis hazu yocholid kalele dehem she'chadoyres. This ongoing life, this that we live forever after the chet, manifests itself in the hemshech adoyres. The Koloshan Rambam beigeres shelo yimno odem milafached min amoves at sheikanes lechupa. We didn't say sheyoyfi vaniste shelo odem dainu koyach hanitzchis asheboy ani yochel tzeit nikoyach el apol miladei bais. Until a person goes under the chupa. So then, he shouldn't, the Rambam says, be scared about dying. For once he goes under the chuppah, that beauty that's hidden in an Adam, that nitzchis, that eternal aspect that we have in us, manifests itself in reality through the home. Without that, you can't do that. You can't express your nitzchis, your infinite dimension without that. Raka sheyesh lo bayit, only when there's a bias, that's when he's able to acquire for himself nitzchis and to bring out these koichos that he has into maisa. It may be connected. He's not saying that, but connected to the Gemara we saw in Yevamos. Interesting to put that together, to do that. That Mishainu, somebody who's not married, lives without choyma, without toiru, without simcha, without, because those are all manifestations of nitzchis. That's where our simcha comes from, is from the nitzchis aspect of it. So without the bais, there's no nitzchis. Rim zemesh habais mitzidoi les lemigah miklum. But the truth of the matter is, the house doesn't have anything of its own. Baraku kli lehoitzi kechoysev hatamirim shel ha'odom lo'or oilom. Which was, he said, Malchus was always. Malchus is that which has nothing of itself, but it's enables, so to speak, the other koichas to manifest themselves. So Gia, house is nothing of its own. What's a house? You know, it's four walls, it's a roof, it's a house, it's a house, it's a house. It doesn't, what does it do? What does it enable? It enables you to bring your koichus into reality. The or oilom. Is there mamish moshal al inyan malchus? That's exactly what malchus is. Moshin is bavra malchus moitzes kochos of shelamelech lo or oilom. The malchus itself is nothing. What it does is that it enables the melech to manifest his koichus in the world. If he's not a melech, he can have all the koichus in the world. He can't do anything with them. The malchus, what enables him to bring his koichus into the world. We spoke about that at length in the first chapter. Kachim mitzius shall call bais ba'olam. And that's the koich of every house in the world. V'meile hu adin ha'bais ha'gorol v'amigdosh. Shezeh mamash inyone shal yedei bais ha'migdosh Hashem yisborach mashkin shchinosa ba'olam. The bais ha'migdosh in and of itself is less lemigami klum. And some walls and some gold and some, it's very nice, but in and of itself, what is it? What is the Beis HaMikdash? It's that which enables kaviyochel, the Shechina to shine into the world. Umativ betuva es tachlis ha'atova v'chesed sheze mamash inyan midas ha'malchus chomo sheniska. That's exactly what midas ha'malchus is. That goodness, that chesed that Hashem wants to manifest in the world, that comes about via the Beis HaMikdash. But the Beis HaMikdash itself, in and of itself, is less lemigami klum. That's exactly an expression of malchus. That's what a house is. Beis HaMikdash haya mokum shebo poel lehed liizgala kovet shemayim bo'ilom. Where was the greatest giloy of kovet shemayim in the world? It was in the Beis HaMikdash. Ulechein David v'shloma malchi Yisrael shayim ha'makove lemidas ha'malchus. Who's the chariot, so to speak, of midas ha'malchus in the world? The melech. David v'Shlomo, Melech Yisrael. Hema shubones beis hamikdash. No one ever asks this, but a double poshut. Ma keshe, the melochim building beis hamikdash. The Kohanim, I understand, built the beis hamikdash. The Levim, ma keshe to the Melech. The Melech should just sign the checks, but what's David and Shlomo is they can bring the beis hamikdash from? Maze keshe to Malchus. Beis HaMikdash is the place of the Kohanim. The Melech has no role to play in the Beis HaMikdash. So why was it the kings that have to build the Beis HaMikdash? Beis David, Shlomo, no makashut to the Melech. And that's the vort. It's exactly the vort. They the makovah of Midas HaMalchus. Where's Midas HaMalchus? That's the Melech. Hema Shabon is Beis HaMikdash. Shel HaMalchi Yisrael. The Ikka tikkun of the world, of bringing the entire world back to recognition that the Boi Roilam runs the world, to cover Shammai, that's why the Beis HaMikdash. She says, Kol Ikka tafkidoi shal melech b'Yisrael, the takken oilam, b'midas ha'malchus Shammai. That's to bring Malchus Shammai into the world. That's the tikkun of the world. And that was via the Beis HaMikdash. So the Melech is Malchus, and the Beis HaMikdash is Malchus. Mod Matim, that's who has to do this avoda. But Kachu Mamash Inin HaShabbos, and that's exactly Shabbos. Al Yedei SheHaShabbos Mebi'a Shvisa V'Bitul Shel Kol Matzias HaOlam. Shabbos brings with it. Shabbos is also Malchus, we said. And Shabbos is also Les Lemigami Klum, but what does it bring into the world? It brings Shvisa. So when there's Shvisa, the whole world, the Kol Matzias HaOlam is Shoivas, the Mele Nishar Lehed, Yehichudu Shel Hashem Yisbarach, V'Nizkav Hashem Levodah, V'Yom Ahu, Yom Shabbos Kodesh. What's left when everything comes to a grinding halt on Shabbos? What's left? Kovod Shemayim. The Matzias of Kodesh Baruch in the world. V'Nizkav Hashem Levodah, V'Yom Ahu, Ein Od Milvodah. Nimtza Sheh Shabbos Himagalek Kvod Yisbarach Boilam. We've said that many times. Shabbos is what reveals the covet of Hashem in the world. That's the essence of Malchus. Midas HaMalchus is it's Megale, the covet Shemayim in the world. They're the same thing. The Beis HaMikdash is less lemigami klum. What does it do? It's Megale covet Shemayim in the world. Malchus Shemayim is Megale through the Beis HaMikdash. What does Shabbos do? It's Megala Malchus Shemayim in the world. That's exactly the same thing. They're both an aspect of Midah HaMalchus, and they're both doing exactly the same thing. Bakesha ben Shabbos lebeis HaMikdash hikub shutai. Sheken meusa shel beis HaMikdash shumokam shebo shoychen HaKodesh Baruch Hu. V'zeh mamash inyan Shabbos. The essence of Shabbos in the Beis Hamikdash, it's exactly the same thing. Exactly the same thing. Why? Because the Beis Hamikdash is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Sheikhan, Kaviyachu, where he dwells, and that's Shabbos as well. Where does Hashem dwell? He dwells in Shabbos. Remez Adova Ma Shenikra Shabbos Kala. Chazal Amru, the Gemara in Shabbos, Dov Kuf Yud Ches, the Gemara says, Lo Karasi Li Ishti Ishti Ela Beisi. I didn't call my wife, Ela my house, Beisi. She Kala Hi Bais. So the Kala is a Bais. Because she Nichneses HaShabbos Oimrim, Uporosh Lani Suka Shleimecha. When Shabbos comes in, we say, V'peira Yisaleinu Suka Shleimecha, spread upon us your Sukkah of peace. She Shabbos Hi Suka V'Bais Shel Shalom V'Shos Ashchina V'Bais HaMikdash. It's all one thing. It's all one thing. The Suka Shleimecha. And we'll see that in Halacha, there's many connections between Shabbos and Sukkah. There's Shabbos is the Bais of Shalom, Hashor Shechina, Beis Hamikdash. They're all Otodavah. It's all one thing. It's a manifestation of, it's a revelation of the Kovod Shemaim through Midas HaMalchus, which is Les Lemigami Klum. But that's why the king has to build the Beis Hamikdash, because that's his avoider. He used to say this often, we're going to see it now, about Tisha B'Av. The Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos. We don't keep Tisha B'Av on Shabbos, because we'll see. They used to say, there are a lot of riches now, we'll see it inside. But he always used to say, on Tisha B'Av, there's no Churban, because on Shabbos, there's no Churban Beis HaMikdash. Because Shabbos is Beis HaMikdash. We have many sharing on the subject. Shabbos and the Beis HaMikdash, it's the same thing. How can you have Tisha B'Av on Shabbos? Tisha B'Av says there's no Beis HaMikdash. Shabbos says there is. Shabbos is the Beis HaMikdash. Let's see. ובחזל תיינס, חפטס, הגמרא says, תשע בב שחל יויס בשבס, איכל ושויסה כל צויכל ומעלה על שולחון אפילו כסודס שלוימה ושייסה. On Shabbos, it's תשע בב. תשע בב, what do? The Gemara says, you eat and drink and you make a suda אפילו כשלומה ושייסה. Go nuts, go do whatever you want. No restrictions. המזבוינן בהלוך הזו רואי כאן באמס, תמיה גדולה. If you think about this halacha, it's an absolute pella. In a Tisha B'Av hu be'emes yom shel o v'riyas ha'emes. There was another interesting knach that he had. In Tisha B'Av, Tisha B'Av is not a dark, dismal day. Tisha B'Av is the greatest revelation of the light of truth in the world. He said you can get in touch with the light of truth on Tisha B'Av better than any other day of the world. In a Tisha B'Av hu be'emes, Yom shel o v'riyisa ha'emes. Yom shel yudi chai es ha'emes shel elom el amitwe. Tisha B'Av is when you live with emes. You can't avoid it. Shetzin hu beis chayene v'ruch ha'peinu k'pshutoi v'chuban hu misa aleinu. Shreimai be'emes metzias ha'misa. What is the essence of death? V'kinasa is a bitl shel mashu. Something gets nullified. Something, well, what happens? El ha'misa hi nituk ha'nefesh min ha'guf. What is death? Death is there's no bitl of anything, just the neshama leaves the goof and goes to Shemaim. That's what death is. What was the churban? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the neshama of Klal Yisrael, correct? Because shenechra v'migdash nistalku nishmosenu mikarvenu v'nishanu goof below neshama shezeka pshutis musamisa. What happened on Tisha B'Av when the Beis HaMikdash got destroyed? The neshama of Klal Yisrael, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, detached itself from the Mokam HaMikdash and went back to Shemaim and left us here a goof without a neshama. That's what death is. Death is the separation of the goof from the neshama. The kankos of Agro B'Yalkut, v'zeh l'shoyna. When the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the spiritual crown, Ruchoni Ateres Rishenu, the crown of our heads, meaning the neshama, left, and we were left a goof without a nefesh, and that's a grave with worms. Even can kashev tishabav, Bo Tishaba, Vyoshin ala Eretz, umis goilin ba'ofa, hareze regel shel oli roiteta emes lamitoi. When you're sitting on the floor on Tisha B'Av with ashes on your head, it's an opportunity to see the truth for the way the truth is. Because you see that without a Kodesh Baruch Hu, we're nothing. We dust, we're nothing. Without a neshama, what are we? When it comes out that Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos, the kinishtonu advorim, the kachenu amaz, I don't understand, he says. When Tisha B'Av is Chalon Shabbos, so what's changed? We're still sitting here, guf below nefesh. We eif of ofo. What's changed? The Beis Hamikdash has been rebuilt? How does the mitzvah of Oinek Shabbos hide the truth of Tisha B'Av? Tisha B'Av's emes. So Tisha B'Av's on Shabbos. So Tisha B'Av should have its day. The emes hasn't changed. It's the same thing. There's no Beis Hamikdash. There's no Gilut Shechina. We're a goof without a neshama. We're shtickle dry bones. So what are you doing sitting and eating and partying in a gavaldik over the Beis Hamikdash? You're living in fantasy. That's sheker. Aval be'emes halacha sheShabbos doichet Tisha B'Av eina muven sheShabbos mashchakas itanu es Tisha B'Av. Shabbos is doiche Tisha B'Av, that doesn't mean that we forget about Tisha B'Av. Elia inen she Shabbos mashlime es at Tisha B'Av, kashebo Shabbos yesh es Beis Hamikdash. When Shabbos comes, you have a Beis Hamikdash. Habayis bnu v'heichel meshuchlo, she Shabbos atzmo, he Beis Hamikdash. You can't sit on Shabbos, dry bones, sitting on the floor, thinking about the Chuma Beis Hamikdash when the Beis Hamikdash is standing in front of you. Imagine sitting on the floor on Tisha B'Av mourning the Chuma of the Beis Hamikdash when you're in the Beis Hamikdash after it's been rebuilt. The sugar. Shabbos is Beis Hamikdash. It doesn't hide the truth of Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is Tisha B'Av, aval hayom there's a Beis Hamikdash. So today I'm not sitting on the floor mourning, I'm in the Beis Hamikdash. I'm celebrating there is a Beis Hamikdash. I can't pretend there isn't. There is. To sit on the floor and cry, that's sheker. Because there is a Beis Hamikdash. Because Shabbos is the Beis Hamikdash. Because if the Beis Hamikdash is Gilu Shechin in the world and Gilu Kovet Shem Shemaim in the world, that's exactly what Shabbos is. So that's only lacking in the 6 days, but on Shabbos, that's not lacking. So Tisha B'Av can't be Chal on Shabbos. V'yesod zeh shemati al hakesha adok. We'll see that all the halachos of Shabbos are very connected to the Beis Hamikdash. Kegon shebeis Hamikdash hayu neirot shulchan ubegodim miyuchodim v'chein b'Shabbos. In the Beis Hamikdash, you had a menorah, you had candles, you had a shulchan, you had special begodim. So too Shabbos, neiros v'shulchan v'bigdei Shabbos. The kachaba hakbolois, the narech tzat miadvorim shenira bezer, im shemikzoson yu yoisa la derech hadrush, aval advorim yofim latzman. He says we'll go through a lot of these things and see the connections. A lot of them he says are bederech drush, but he says an interesting lotion, aval advorim yofim latzman. The words I'm going to say are beautiful just for themselves. Okay, derech drush aval. Anyway, they're still very beautiful. Gadar to put them in, so I put them in.
What is interesting, it's all the malachot asurot for Shabbos, it's from the Mishkan.
We're going to see that now. Where do we learn our Tilchus Shabbos from? It's from Binyan Beis Hamikdash.
Yeah.
You don't need a clearer remez than that there's a connection, for sure. I can explain it now.
Yeah.
Lama tes hamalachos asurim b'Shabbos, nilmodo is mi'am Mishkan. The Lamatis Malachas we learned from the Mishkan. Shalachin in Smoch of Pashas on Mishkan the Shabbos. It starts before, it goes all the way back to the Pasuk. Beis Hamikdash and Shabbos are Smochim in the Psukim. Hach the Ube Mishkan Chashiva Havi Malacha. Whatever was considered Chashiva, Mishkan Chashiva, what is considered Malacha? That's a Malacha on Shabbos. Hainu Shabinyan, Hamishkan, Hayeladei Lamatet Malachas. the binyan of the Mishkan was, as Rav Shmuel just said, that was the Lamed Tetz Malachas. V'hein haim ha-malachas, she'ashmira melasoyisam oisim es ha-binyan shel shmira Shabbos. You want to build a Beis HaMikdash, you have to do the 39 malachas. You want to build Shabbos, what do? You just don't do those 39 malachas. You build Shabbos by not building the Beis HaMikdash. Those are the words. V'lametet malachas heim hekef oilam sholem. V'lachain heim b'noi bonu es oilam ha-mishkan v'keilo. The 39 malachas are the hekef oilam sholem. And hekef means to surround, but that's not the move on you. The three malachas surround whatever, they are the whole oilam. We'll see now. The 31 malachas is what builds the world and the Mishkan and the Kalim. The Nefesh HaChaim got the whole Arichas showing how the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan, the Maisa, is a microcosm of the universe. And a human, a Yid, is a microcosm of the universe. And everything in the Mishkan is everything that's in an Adam, is everything that's a world. It's all the same thing. We've spoken about that at 9:30 a few times, that everything contains everything. And it's all in the Tzura of Adam. The Kodesh HaKadoshim is the heart. The whole Arichas there about the Nefesh HaChaim shows how this is all connected. The Mishkan, the Migdash, that's the whole world, that's the universe. You want to understand the universe, how it works, how it's put together. You want to say, just go look at the Migdash. All the work, the avoided, the Kalim, that's the microcosm of the universe. On Shabbos, that whole world, that natural world is completely shavas. That just steps back. What happens on Shabbos is you step out of the world of 39 malachas, which is binyan the olam, microcosmically and macrocosmically, and then you step into a place called ma'ein olam haba. So the physical world is shavas, and we get elevated into a place called olam haba. Hayne olam chadash la'atzmai. The world was built through Lamed Tet Malachas. Kedusha Shabbos is built on Lamed Tet Malachas. Basisim. Then whatever, I think the way to understand is like this. The world hides a Kodesh Baruch Hu, nachon? The Lamed Tet Malachas that build the world hides a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It reveals a short Kodesh Baruch as well through the hidden, but essentially the Olam, the Lamed Tet Malachas that builds the world, builds a Mikdash, hides a Kodesh Baruch. It's where he can be Megaleh himself, but it's hidden, correct? On Shabbos, you remove those Lamed Tet Malachas, so now there's nothing hiding a Kodesh Baruch anymore. There's no more Olam. Certainly not an Olam Hazeh. You take the Olam Hazeh out of the way, and then you just have the natural world the way it was before the Lamed Tet Malachas created the Helam. Lies there, the one way to understand that. There's so much going on here. It's unbelievable. There's a mamash, this is a whole sugi of Purim. This is Adar. There's so much Torah here. It's mamash nifla v'neira.
Can we say that Shabbos, it's more the Kudusha in the time, and the Beit HaMikdash is Kudusha in the space, and we have the connection between the both.
Correct. Beis HaMikdash is the Mekadesh, the space, nachon. And Shabbos is the time. It's very interesting. I don't know if you've seen it. Just a few minutes in, there's a long shtickle here. I'm not going to start this. Rabbi Tetz, in one of his Svarim, I don't know which one it is, if it's in Living Inspired or World Mosque, he asked an incredible question. We know that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash anymore, so we bring Kabbonis. So we can't bring Kabbonis anymore. So what replaced the Kabbonis was Tfilah. Tfilah. You say the words, and that's as if you brought the Kabbonis. You say the Kabbonis, you say the Tfilahs. My Kesha Tfilah to Kabbonis. They don't look anything like each other. How does that replace that? There's a Moedika insight. I think it's from a Moisha, but a Moedika insight. There's three things you do with your mouth. Now, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu created one kli to do three things, there must be a deep connection between them. Like Hashem could have made a mouth that eats, a mouth that kisses, and a mouth that speaks. The three different, they have to be the same thing. But there's three primary functions of the mouth: eat, kiss, and speak. All those three things create connection. When you eat, you connect your neshama to your guf, like we said. When you kiss, that creates a deep internet connection. And when you speak, that creates a connection. Those are three different ways of connecting. What's the Beis HaMikdash? The Beis HaMikdash, Chazal says, is where heaven kisses earth. What do we bring there? We bring the kabonis, which is kiviyochol Hashem's eichel. That's what keeps the neshama of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. When you don't have that, then the only one way to keep the connection alive. There's no more eating, there's no more kissing, so what do you have to do? You have to speak. It's the exact correct tool to use to replace the kiss and the eating. We don't have kabonis anymore. Kabonis is kirva. That's what locks a Kodesh Baruch Hu into the world. Where? In the Beis HaMikdash. You don't have that anymore? So what are you going to do? You've lost the connection? No, you can do it through speaking. Because speaking is what brings you back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Shabbos is the same thing as well. Shabbos also. How do you connect back to the Beis HaMikdash, which means to the Kivas Elohim that the Beis HaMikdash gave us? Through Shabbos. How? Through the 39 Malachas. Through the Neiros, through the Shulchan, through the Begadim, through all the Avodah, the Hachana for Shabbos is all the Hachana of the Kohen Gadol. You've got to go to the Mikveh, you've got to go, it's all part of the Makarish Atzmachot through holding back those 39 malachas. Anyone does a malacha on Shabbos, so what's happening is he's building again. He's putting the Helam back into the world. He's reducing the Giloi of the Einod Milvado in the world, because that's what the 6 days are. The 6 days where it's hidden. Shabbos is not hidden because you take away the Mechitza. The malachas put back the Mechitza. Because now you're building again. That's some of the insights here. They're more and more chashuv. You'll notice as well that there was a big difference before the Chet HaEgel and after the Chet HaEgel. Before the Chet HaEgel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe to build the Kalim and then the Mishkan. First tells him to build the Kalim and then the Mishkan. After the Chet HaEgel, when Moshe Rabbeinu goes to explain to Bezalel how to do things and whatever, Hashem tells Moshe first the Binyan and then the Kalim. But Moshe doesn't do that. When he goes to tell Bezalel what to do, he does what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him from before the Chet HaEgel. First the Kalim, then the Binyan. Bezalel turns around to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara says, I don't understand. Minaga Oila means you first build the house and then the Kalim. Because if I build the Kalim before the house, we're not going to put the Kalim. So Moshe Rabbeinu says to Bezalel, Beseder, do what you want. You're right. Do what you want. What's going on here? He says, you Betzel Kael. You Betzel Kael, that's Bezalel is Betzel in the shadow of Hashem. So you do what you want. But Moshe, you must be Kale Meira. You see things clearly. He's Betzel Kael. He's where there's no light. What's a shadow? Shadow where the light's hidden. Betzalel's on a lower level. So why are you doing? You're right. You see things clearly. He doesn't. So why are you telling him, you don't see things clearly? Do what you want. You should say, you don't see things clearly. Listen to me, kid. The 30-year-old telling Moshe Rabbeinu, what's going on here? Okay, so Metz Hashem, that's Purim. We'll see. Metz Hashem will start to remind me. We'll start dealing with that a little bit on Yom Rishon. Start maybe trying to understand Mazem Mishnichnas Adar Mavim Besimcha. There's a problem there. Why don't we do that in Kislev? Wait till Chanukah and Yom Besimcha. Wait till Purim Besimcha. Why do we have to start now already? What's going on? Ada seems to be the story. Anyway, we'll see. It has a lot to do with this whole story of Shabbos as well. What are the Kalim? What are the Mishkan? Also the same thing. We'll see it all. It's just unbelievable how it all connects together. Shmuel Mazel Tov.
Okay.
Mazel Tov. I'm not going to walk in for the off-roof. Yeah. Okay. You keep a piece of kugel.
Okay.
Ishmali Chaticha Kugel, so that I can be Yoitzi, the mitzvah of
okay.
Shabbos Sheni Shel Golias, you know.
Okay, Toda Rabba.
Shkoyach. Shabbos, Malchus,
Malchus. Okay, thank you.
Shabbos Sheni.